Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Thursday installment, yes, of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 21st of April, 2016. All the best technology news from the, well, let's just say 48 hours. Sorry, we didn't have an episode yesterday. Coming your way in about 5 minutes, a little bit longer today. Got 2 days to cover, you see. Google and Android are in the hot seat thanks to the EU. Yep, the European Union has charged Google with anti-competitive behavior, saying that the company abuses the dominance of Android in the mobile marketplace. Now, of course, Google's saying, no, we don't. They actually hit back saying, our business model keeps manufacturers' costs low and their flexibility high, and it gives consumers unprecedented control of their mobile devices. So why is the EU picking on Google and Android? Well, their main concern is how Google is using Android, saying that the mobile operating system has been used to further the reach of Google internet search business, which is probably true. But they outlined a few more details other than that, saying it's requiring manufacturers to pre-install Google Search and Google Chrome browser. The EU also went on to say that Google is preventing manufacturers from selling smart mobile devices running on competing operating systems based on the Android open source code. Oh, this could be a fun little punch-up between Google and the EU. Google's got about 12 weeks to respond to the charges against them. Speaking of complications with software, Apple's got one with Windows users. QuickTime. Yeah, QuickTime's so vulnerable now, even the U.S. government's saying, people, if you got it on there, uninstall it quick. And because of this, Apple has confirmed to the Wall Street Journal that it's going to stop working on its QuickTime media player for Windows. Now, this actually harks back to about a week ago when the U.S. government advised PC owners, yes, running Windows, uninstall QuickTime. There's a cybersecurity threat, and that's all according to Trend Micro, and you best just do it. Ask questions later. Although it has to be said, Trend Micro did find bugs that allowed hackers to take control of your PC by directing QuickTime users to malicious web pages. How else? So Apple being Apple, instead of trying to fix those flaws, they just said, forget it. We're not going to give it to you anymore. Now that made it easy, didn't it? Bow your heads, Xbox 360 fans. Microsoft has officially killed your console. Yeah, Microsoft has stopped making the Xbox 360. And can you actually believe the thing survived 10 years? Well, as Microsoft's saying, the decade-old console, it's hard to keep up with things now. The hardware just ain't gonna allow it anymore. However, though, Microsoft says they will continue to sell consoles and games while supplies last, of course. And you'll still get Xbox Live support, although they didn't say for how long. Here's a phrase we never thought we'd ever hear. Netflix is gonna allow downloads. Say what? Yes, it seems that Netflix making offline viewing might become a reality. After all this talk, say, no, we'd never do that.
Well, until Amazon decided to open up its Prime.
Now, Netflix CEO Reed Hastings is saying we should keep an open mind to this. As we expand around the world where we see an uneven set of networks. Yeah, they're talking about slow internet. Now, no, this decision is not set in stone, concrete, whatever you want to call it. It's merely just a rumor right now. Plus, you're going to have the headache of Netflix trying to obtain permission from content owners to enable offline content. We all know how easy that's going to go. So you can stop holding your breath right now. It'll probably be a while. Viber users, your conversations are getting a little bit more encrypted today. Viber's rolling out its end-to-end encryption for conversations all across its platform. That means more than 700 million people can now communicate securely on the messaging service. And those of you wondering, yes, this encryption will also carry over you to your desktop. Although it remains to be seen how secure your actual desktop is. If it's not secure, then this won't help you. Now, if you haven't got your update yet for your encryption messages, don't worry, it's actually being rolled out globally very slowly. Expect to see this happen on your machine or your device over the next 2 weeks or so. Meanwhile, on the other front of the FBI and their response to this, it's pretty much, son of a... And finally, if your name was Steve Webb and you worked at BT yesterday, I hated to be you. Because it seems UK's biggest broadband provider, BT, all of its customers' email, that they sent in there, it all was directed to Steve. Yeah, that's right, Steve's box got flooded yesterday with a whole bunch of emails. All because of the result of testing or maintenance that went, the wrong way. This actually all started when a small number of customers reported an issue sending their emails. And pretty much BT caught wind of this and said, oh crap, they're all going to Steve. And then finally, they got the whole thing worked out. As for Steve Webb over there at BT, I'm pretty sure his yesterday, it was a nightmare from hell. If you've you've got a story no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the BTN website. All the BTN podcasts are over there, BritishTechNetwork.com. And heck, while you're over there, the bash is coming up on the 23rd of July. Get your dang tickets ordered. BritishTechNetwork.com/bash tickets. Yeah, get your tickets for the bash. Get your tickets for the curry, too. Make it a fun-filled two-day event. You will not regret it, but you got to get your tickets now because they are going very, very quick. Also, you can follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you can get into our BTN community pretty dang easy. Just get on over to BritishTech.slack.com. So much fun to be had. You got to get joined up today. Now, as for the new show, no, there will not be a Friday edition tomorrow. I'm very sorry to say, boys and girls. Yours truly is going to be wrapped up all day long, and it ain't because of traffic. So I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. Don't worry, though. We will be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen on Friday and over the weekend. But until then, enjoy your Thursday, and thank you, as always, for listening.